Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Good morning and welcome to Word Alive. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October the 9th, 2013. Amen. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. We just say thank God for another day. You know, God is awesome in all his ways. We may not understand what's going on sometimes, but God is truly awesome in all his ways, and we just want to thank him today. We just want to say thank God today for his goodness and for his mercy, for he alone is worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God this morning for all that he's doing, all that he's going to do, and we bless him this day that he has given us another chance to get right with him. He's given us another chance to make right today what we didn't make right on yesterday. He's given us another chance, hallelujah, to glorify him with our life, not just with our words, but with our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless the name of the Lord today, hallelujah, and we give him glory and we give him honor, and we just bless his name because he alone is great. Some call him Jehovah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some call him Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some call him some other kind of names, but guess what? He is God. He is the creator of all creation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he is just what we need. Hallelujah. On this day, October the 9th, 2013. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1. And if you have a prayer request, if you're in the chat room, can you please put your prayer request in the chat room, and we will pray with and for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Yesterday we got a prayer request in our inbox where somebody wanted us to pray for them. They were having some kind of a medical issue, and they wanted us to pray with them. However, I didn't get the prayer request until it was after the broadcast. So we want to lift them up in prayer this morning and ask God to heal her in her body. And she's saying she has to go to a kidney doctor because she was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, which what they refer to as kidney failure, she said about 2 months ago. And she's standing on the word of God, but she's praying that she will never need to go on dialysis or need a kidney transplant. So we want to agree with her in prayer. And she says that she's standing on the word of God, that she's healed, that she's entitled to divine health. The enemy is trying to get her to think defeat, but she refuses to because she knows that Jesus came to give her life and life more abundantly. She said, please be in agreement with me. Blessings and favor to you and your family. So we just want to be in agreement with her. I haven't spoken to her since this prayer request was given to me, but what we are going to do is just believe God and agree with her in prayer, just like she asked, because she said, you know, she doesn't want a kidney transplant or dialysis. So we know that God is a healer. Hallelujah. He is a healer. So we're going to appeal to God today on her behalf. We're going to appeal to God on behalf of Austin and his mother, who Austin is suffering with stage 4 cancer. He's in the 10th grade, and his mother has leukemia. We also want to lift up my husband, Bishop Scott, his hip and his knee. Lift up my sister, Shirley, with the arthritis or whatever is going on in her body. The doctor's not even quite sure what's going on with her, but we want to lift her up today. We want to lift up, you know, anybody that you know that needs prayer, call their name out while you're in prayer. Call their name out while you're in prayer, and, you know, God will hear their prayer, and God knows exactly what they need. You may not know what they need for sure, but God knows what they need. So we're just going to go ahead and pray about that. Now, I don't know if we're even on the air because my clock on the thing is not working. Okay, I don't know. 215-868, if you can hear us, can you please just press the 1? I won't get you on the line, but would you please press the 1 because there's something going on with this Blog Talk Radio this morning, and for a moment there, the clock wasn't even running, so I don't know Okay, praise God. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us. And I thank God for his word. You know what? When you go into prayer, God will reveal things to you. A lot of times we want God to reveal stuff to us without going into prayer and without talking to him, not checking in with him and the Holy Spirit, and we just want God to reveal stuff. But we have to have a relationship with him for him to do that. And we just thank God this morning that he has given us a chance to have a relationship with him, that we can actually talk to him. We don't have to wait for a priest or, you know, somebody to go and sit in a box and pray for us. So we got to confess to them first and then they pray. Thank God we don't have to do that. We could just go straight to the high priest. Hallelujah. Jesus, the great high priest. We don't have to have anybody to intercede for us because Jesus is interceding for us. Glory to glory to God. Excuse me. I'm excited that Jesus is the high priest. He's the great high priest. And we can go directly to the Father through him. Hallelujah, and not have to worry about it. Glory to God, because man might be busy sometimes and might not be able to pray. Ha, but God is always available. Glory. I bless the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, we just want to pray a special prayer for my neighbors today. They've been up since 2 o'clock going through whatever they're going through, but, you know, we've been up since 4 something dealing with the situation. But we want to pray for the neighbors that they get saved. We want to pray for the neighbors that they get saved. That's the bottom line. They pray for the neighbors that they get saved. Glory to God. We understand that the enemy is out in full effect, and he influences people to do his will for him, to whatever he wants to do. And people that don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ will follow the plan of the enemy. I don't care how much you say you love Jesus. You can't say you love Jesus and live like the devil. Somebody's lying somewhere. But guess what? God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that this was going to happen today, and he sent the word for the people to hear. Now, it's up for them to do what they want to do, but let's pray for them anyway. And not just them. There's many people going through situations who need prayer, and they need hope today. Some people just need hope today. They need to have a blessed assurance, hallelujah, that God is real and he hears your prayers, he sees your tears, even if nobody else sees them, but he is real and he will answer your prayer if you pray to him and you're sincere about it. Glory to God, hallelujah. So let's just go to the throne of grace. Tamla Mann said, take me to the king. Well, we're going to go to the throne of grace and we're going to go boldly this morning because we know that God is there and he's waiting for us to come and bring our petitions before him, our praise and our adoration before him. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, say thank you this morning, God. I just want to bless your holy name, God. I want to give you glory this morning, hallelujah, because you alone are God. Father, you are faithful this morning, and we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We give honor to you this morning, oh God, hallelujah. We give honor to you, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord of hosts, we give you glory today, hallelujah. We give you glory and honor today, Father, because you are worthy of the praise. Father, this morning, you know, I just lift up people who are going through today, Lord God. There are many people going through. We could be on the phone all day praying for people going through because people are going through in all types of situations, oh God. And this morning, we lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, whatever the need is this morning, Lord God, those that are crying out to you in the secret place, those that are crying out to you, Lord God, because they desire change in their lives, those that are crying out to you, Lord God, because they just don't know what to do. We lift them up to you today, Father God, and we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will hear their prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, and not only hear their prayer, but you will answer their prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, your word says, Lord God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Lord, there are some righteous people calling out on you today. God, we're asking you to deliver them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some people are stressed out so bad, Lord God, they don't know what to do. But God, you are the God that healeth them. You heal us emotionally. You heal us physically, Lord God. You heal us spiritually, Lord God. So, Father, I'm asking you to go and heal, Lord God, by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Heal old mindsets, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to heal double-mindedness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to heal, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that is not like you, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus for those, oh God, that don't really have an understanding of who you are and what you do. Oh God, hallelujah, I lift them up to you, Lord God. Some people are seeking you. You're unknown to them, but they're seeking you. God, open their hearts. Let them know who you are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Almighty God, I plead to you this morning, oh God, that you will save my neighbors, oh God. I plead, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus this morning, that you will save the neighbors to the right, the neighbors to the left, Lord God, hallelujah. The neighbors above us, Lord God, the neighbors to the side of us, oh God. Father, I lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I ask you to give them a made-up mind, Lord God, a made-up mind to serve you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a made-up mind, hallelujah, to serve you with their whole hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father, we realize that it is nothing in this world, oh God, hallelujah, but trouble, Lord God. But Father, we just lift it up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, and every person, oh God, that says they know you, Lord God, but not living like they know you, I just lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them a revelation of who you are, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some are seeking for you, Lord God. They're seeking really hard, oh God, and they don't know what to do because they're being influenced by this side. They're being influenced by that side. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, that you will minister to them in the way that they will know beyond a doubt that it is you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Send somebody, Lord God, to them that they will hear and know that it is you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I have people inboxing me all the time, telling me about their relationships, their same-sex relationships. Well, God, I lift them up to you, Lord God. Take the desire, Lord God, of this from them in the name of Jesus, Father God. You can do this because it is not your will that these types of relationships be, Lord God, especially those that are calling on your name and say they belong to you. But God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to have your way, God. Break chains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. We know that there is power in the name of Jesus, and we're calling on that power today. We're calling on that power right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We're calling on that power, Lord God, for souls to be saved. We're calling on that power for demons to flee in the name of Jesus. We're calling on that power of Jesus' name, hallelujah, to break every yoke, every chain, everything that has them bound, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I'm asking you to heal. Go into the deep places, oh God, the places that have been pushed down, oh God, that have not even been, hallelujah, understood. But God, I'm asking you to heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, heal. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm trusting on you today, God. I'm counting on you today, Elohim. I'm calling on you today, Jehovah Jireh. I'm calling on you, Jehovah Tiskenu. I'm calling on you, Jehovah Rapha. I'm calling on you, God, our healer, to heal today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, God. We're calling on you to heal today in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you today, Almighty God, to heal in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father. I say thank you, and I bless your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just glorify you today. We thank you for your word, oh God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. Help us. Help us today, God. Help us today to study your word, oh God. Help us to give your word first place in our lives, oh God. Help us today, Lord God. We run to our jobs. We run to wherever we go, Lord God, and we put you on the back burner, but help us, hallelujah, to put you first. Help us to put you first in prayer. Help us to put you first in Bible study. Help us to put you first, Lord, in meditating on your word, because you said if we meditate on your word day and night, then our way will be made prosperous, oh God. Father, we're trying to do stuff outside of you, but God, today we lift you up, Lord God. We ask for your Holy Spirit to draw us even closer, oh God, hallelujah, than where we think we are in you, oh God. Help us today, God. Help us today. God, help us. God, we cry out to you today in the name of Jesus. Help us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we cry out to you. God, ask you to forgive us for our sins, God. Ask you to forgive us for our sins, our transgressions, oh God. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, of anything that we've done willfully, Lord God, that is against you, Lord God. Anything that we've said or done willfully, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you will keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, that we will speak right, that we will walk right, that we will live right, and we will think right in the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father, we cannot do that except we abide in the vine. Hallelujah. Well, people say, how can we abide in the vine? Through meditating on your word, God, through praying, oh God. Help us, teach us, Lord God, to meditate on your word. Oh, we need you today, God. We need you. 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 Oh, we need you today, God. Hallelujah. The nations need you, Lord God. The United States, we need you, God. We need you so much, God. We've turned away from you. We ask you to forgive us, God. We ask you to forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, in the Bible, the prophets used to stand and pray for their nations. They used to stand and pray for their countries, oh God. Father, call the prophets together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will come together and begin to pray, hallelujah, in unity, hallelujah, on one accord for these United States, oh God. Hallelujah. That the United States will turn back to you. God, we opened up the door in the United States and we allowed all types of religions in here. We've allowed all types of people in here, oh God. No wonder stuff is going all kookaloo. But God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you can turn our hearts back to you, Lord God. You can turn the heart and heart back to you. I'm asking you to turn our hearts back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to turn the hearts of the people of the United States back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because there is no other God besides you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, Jehovah, we call on you today, God. In the name of Jesus, the creator of the heavens and the earth, we call on you today, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we bind our false doctrine. We bind our false religion. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh God, we bind the New Age movement, oh God, that are teaching people that there's another way. Hallelujah, to get to you except through Jesus. We rebind and rebuke the lie right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. God, we lift up those whose minds have been blinded by the God of this world, Satan. God, we lift them up to you. We lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, Satan has blinded people that they will not receive the glorious light of the gospel. But today, God, we ask you to remove the veil from their eyes, God, their spiritual eyes, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to remove the veil, God, in the name of Jesus, that they might see, hallelujah, your word, oh God, that they might hear your word and be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remove the veil of blindness to your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, oh God, that you will give new hearts today, God. Hearts, hallelujah, that are not stony, God, but hearts that are ready to receive you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus today, hallelujah. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus today, Lord, hallelujah. And we bless you and we thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for this nation. We pray for this nation, oh, God, that we will come back to you in the name of Jesus, that we will come back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us for allowing, Lord God, all this other stuff to come in, Lord God, but it's already here. But, God, you can still turn our hearts back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I say thank you. Hallelujah. I say thank you, God. I thank you that hardened hearts are now being softened, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. Father, we thank you. Bless the president today, God. Save the president today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let him hear you. Let him hear you. Let him fall on his knees, Lord God, and come to you with his whole heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wherever Barack Obama is right now, God, we just lift him up to you, God, that he will call out to you, the true and living God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, even if you got to use Michelle, let her call out to you, God. Let him get saved today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we even lift up the next president, the successor of Barack Obama. We lift up the next president, whoever it is, and we pray for them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will have your heart, God, that they will have your mind, God, they will have your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we don't need any more demonic presidents, God. We don't need any more lying presidents, God. We don't need any more presidents with secret agendas, oh God. But Father, we pray for them, whoever it is right now, in Jesus' name, that they will be a person that has a heart for you, God, in the name of Jesus, rooted and grounded in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Congress. We pray for the Senate. We pray for the House. We pray for all of them, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm believing for their salvation, in the name of Jesus, those that are not saved, for their salvation, those that are saved, that they will stand up for right, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for this in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today, hallelujah. I'm excited about what you're going to do today, Lord God. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm excited, hallelujah. And I thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. Wipe the tears, oh God, from those that are crying today. Wipe the tears for those that are depressed today, God. Bring them out, Lord God. Save them. Deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, thank you, God. Hallelujah, we bless your name, hallelujah. And we give you glory and honor this morning, hallelujah. For you are worthy of the praise, Lord God. You are worthy of the praise, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm excited for God this morning. I'm excited in God this morning. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, just pray today, just pray. Ask the Lord to bless you to pray today and pray his will today. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the scripture that I was saying yesterday. The Bible says, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. Woe to them that call sweet bitter and bitter sweet. Woe unto them that call light darkness and darkness light. And I said, Lord, what does the word woe mean? Because we say it so many times, and a lot of times we don't know what the word woe means. But there is a Hebrew word that is spelled H-O-Y that is translated to woe. And I can't give you the correct pronunciation, but it's pronounce something like H-O-E-E with an accent mark on the last E. So I don't know what that means, but it's an exclamation. It's an exclamation. It expresses grief or pain or sorrow. And this, what I'm looking at now, says in Isaiah, in his prophecy, he uses the term woe 20 times, 20 times. And he says when Isaiah uses the word, as he quotes the Lord God, it takes on an added gravity. It seems to be then a word expressing coming judgment, doom as a result of unrepentant sin, doom, coming judgment. So when you hear the word woe, as it is explained in the book of Isaiah, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that means judgment is coming. Whoa, repent today. Repent today. Whatever it is, if you're supposed to be in the light, but you're doing everything that's in the darkness, whoa, repent before judgment comes. We can't play with the devil. We cannot play with the devil. We cannot serve God and the devil simultaneously. We can't do it. And if somebody told you you can, it's a lie. It's a... Repent today. Turn to God today. Whatever it is holding on to that you need to go, let it go. Let it go. Turn it over to God. Let God heal you. Let God deliver you. Let God take care of that situation. Give it to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You can't do it. I can't do it. Turn it over to the true and living God. Turn it over. Cast your cares on him because he careth for you. That's the word of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct your path. Acknowledge God, the Heavenly Father, the creator of heaven and earth. Acknowledge him today and allow him to lead you today. Put that word woe. Find the scriptures that talk about woe and see exactly what it means because you don't want judgment to come upon you. Turn today, repent, and be saved in the name of Jesus. Go in peace. Have a great day. If the Lord says the same, we'll see you on tomorrow, 6 a.m. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.